It's Monday, May 5th, 2008, and welcome to episode 36 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Last week, we held an open house for members of Project WOW that showcased the projects that our local third graders have been working on. It was a beautiful day, and despite the wonderful weather, we had a great turnout as many parents chose to stop by to see the work of their children. Project WOW is headed by Judy Barford, a professor of early childhood, elementary, and middle level education here at EIU, and Project WOW partners with two local third grade classes. This is the 10th year for Project WOW, and this project has achieved much success over the years. Project WOW began with a project-based learning approach that matched EIU pre-service teachers in teaching methods courses with local classrooms. This approach has produced countless authentic learning experiences for both the pre-service teachers and the third grade students. This year, Project WOW selected an Abraham Lincoln unit that produced many great projects. Children were grouped into teams that created concept maps, lessons, and podcasts about the life of Abraham Lincoln. The children also listened to several guest speakers about the life and times of Abraham Lincoln and some of the many jobs Abe had worked at over his lifetime. The pre-service teachers helped create web pages for each team of third grade students that tied together all the projects, including a podcast produced by each team about Abraham Lincoln. Many teachers are doing great work across the nation, and you often need to look no further than your own backyard to see excellence in action. Too often, this work goes unrecognized. We as teachers need to see more great examples and share more with others in order to improve our own teaching. If you know of some good examples of how you or other teachers that you know of are using technologies to effectively improve the teaching and learning process, please drop me a note so we can share with others. I would also love to hear from listeners in other parts of the country, or the world for that matter, about successful methods used for integrating technology into the classroom experience. Please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu with your examples. Be sure to also check out the spring 2008 semester of the Abraham Lincoln version of Project WOW. A link is provided in the show notes. My technology pick of the week is another Web 2.0 service that I hate to admit that I am finding more and more useful as I get older. Jot is a service that allows members to use their cell phone to call a toll-free number and leave a message. While you can do that with regular voicemail services, Jot takes the possibilities to the next level. Once you record your voice message, Jot transcribes the voicemail into text and then can send the message to your cell phone as a text message and or to your email box depending upon how you set up the service. This can serve as a useful reminder for things that you might otherwise forget. The service has been around for a while and the website says that it is still in beta, but it has received a lot of press from major news sources. Here is a quote from the Jot website explaining what the service offers. Headquartered in Seattle, Washington, Jot Networks operates a voice-to-text service that makes staying organized and in touch easy. Jot allows customers to easily and safely send emails and text messages, set reminders, organize lists, and post to web services with their voice. Since its introduction in late 2006, Jot has made world-class voice transcription accessible to anyone with a cell phone. Life is busy. Talk to Jot. Get simple back. A link to the Jot service is provided in the show notes. The educational implications for a service like Jot are many. Most teachers and many students now carry cell phones with them. As many teachers know, students have their cell phones with them, often even when they're not supposed to. Now, the really cool part is that not only can you jot yourself a note using this service, but you can also enter contact lists for others that you want to jot. For example, I entered my wife into my contact list and called Jot. Here's how the entry went. Jot, who do you want to call?
Me.
Gail. Jot, Gail Grissom, is this correct?
Me.
Yes.
Jot.
Beep.
Me.
Hi Gail, this is Tom. This message is from a new Web 2.0 service called Jot. It will send you a text message and an email message. Talk to you tonight. Hang up. In a few minutes, my wife had the transcribed text message on her cell phone and an email message from me in her inbox. Now the really cool thing is that I can also send a text message to my daughter, who is a texting guru in the family. I hate to type text messages on my cell phone using the small number pad. With Jot, all I have to do is call the Jot service, select my daughter as the recipient, and record my message. I let Jot do all the transcribing and delivery for me. I'm not going to let the secret out of the bag just yet, as my daughter will be amazed at my newfound texting skills. You can even create a group in your contact list, although I have not done this yet. Imagine creating a group list of students in your class and having the ability to send a bulk email to all members in the group with a transcribed message from the teacher. I can hear students groaning across the nation now. For now, signing up for a Jot account is free. Standard text messaging rates do apply, so be sure you know the impact this service may have on your phone bill. As with all technologies, there are policy implications for Web 2.0 services like Jot. First, students and/or parents may not want to be bothered with messages from the school. Some phone numbers are unlisted, and there are also privacy concerns. Parents may not want messages from school being sent to their email accounts. Schools should consider setting up age-appropriate policies to address concerns before implementing new services in a school setting. Just because a technology makes something possible does not mean that a school should do something new just because it is possible. Like most technologies, these services can also be abused if used inappropriately. Having policies and expectations on the front end can address some potential adverse consequences before they become a problem. There are three other features of Jot that bear mentioning. First, you have the ability to record reminders that can be delivered to you at a future date and time. Secondly, you can use the Jot service in conjunction with Twitter to send transcribed messages to your Twitter account using your cell phone. I have not used the Twitter feature as I'm concerned about the accuracy of transcription, as sometimes Jot does not provide perfect translation. You need to make sure that you enunciate your words carefully and talk slowly so Jot can make an accurate transcription of your voice messages, and remember that Jot messages are limited to 30 seconds. Thirdly, Jot, when used in conjunction with your calendaring program, can add calendar entries. So far, I am liking the Jot service, but this is still in the novelty stage for me. In the past week or so, Jot has increased my productivity as I have been able to send myself messages while in the car or away from my computer to remind myself of tasks that I need to do. Do you use Jot? If so, I would love to hear your stories about how you are using this service. That wraps it up for episode 36 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode, along with archive versions, are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you would like to make a comment or leave a suggestion, please leave a posting on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog or send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.